Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, welcome now for a Monday, brand new week, closing out 2019. Of course, on Wednesday, we'll be writing checks and using the date 2020. I know. Isn't that weird? I want to thank Pat Casal and Wyatt Cox for filling in for me while I was gone. I had a chance to go back to my roots, back to Kansas City, and I had a lot of fun. It was really weird. As I was leaving, I looked at my Weather Channel thing, and it was 69 degrees. I know. Really spooky. Really spooky. But it was a great vacation and a good chance to kind of go into what I call the HIB, the holiday information bubble, where you just kind of lose track of everything. A lot of stuff happened. We've had anti-Semitic attacks. We've had a gunman dying in Texas after Good Samaritans returned fire. Where is Mike Bloomberg and others? This happened Sunday, about 10 a.m. Fort Worth time, when an active threat assignment came up. And according to the cops, the shooter is among the three victims who died. The attack caught on camera because the service was being live streamed. That's really spooky.
Uh-oh.
That is, the shooter, wearing a large coat, stood up, pulled out a rifle or a shotgun. The shooter then fired twice before another person appeared to shoot back and killed the shooter.
Pow, pow, pow!
Just like that. There were 248 people in that church. How many more people would have died if Texas didn't have a law allowing guns in churches? Good guys with guns. I think that's incredible. That's a story we'll be talking about for weeks to come. Let's see. Don Imus. A guy that I grew up listening to, even though he was a New York icon, he passed away over the weekend. And our own Wyatt Cox is like me, a contemporary, I guess you'd say. Grew up listening to Imus. I ended up first discovering him when he was on MSNBC, when MSNBC was actually worth something. And Wyatt, you've had a chance to think about the passing of Don Imus. He was just a different breed.
He was. Well, and you know, he was at that era where, you know, a number of us, you came from sports, Don came from, Don and our good
rock and roll.
And our good mutual friend Rush Limbaugh came from rock and roll. And, I came from music and news as well.
Points unknown, I think, is the way we refer.
Yeah, but the passing of Don, very, very, very bittersweet, you know. Don made me mad. And frequently. But he also made me laugh frequently. And he made me think quite frequently. Imus was one of a very small number of talents to make the evolution over 50 years, from DJ to shock jock to sports talk to political talk. Kevin, you and I are getting older. No way around it.
Do you have to remind me?
Well, I listen.
I wake up every morning and I discover that.
I said on my show this morning, I'm 63 now.
Oh, my God.
And you're, you know, wherever you are.
Old enough to know better.
And where's our next generation? How can we find the people who can cover that whole spectrum? How can we find the people who can continue in our business and continue not just being angry white guys, but being guys that can get out there and laugh and make people laugh, have a good time, and make them understand, guys, this is the real deal. This is what's going on. You got to understand. But if you don't laugh, you're dead. I mean, it's that plain simple. I heard Glenn Beck last night say the last text he got from Don Imus was a picture of Imus in bed at the hospital. Imus saying, I may be here, but at least I'm not fat like you.
I love that.
He had his sense of humor, his crusty, curmudgeon-y sense of humor all the way to the end. And how does it get better than that?
Boy, ain't that the truth.
You know, you made those comments about the shooting and at the Texas church. And you know, there's been kind of radio silence on that in the mainstream, particularly since a good guy with a gun stopped it.
There were 248 people.
I know.
In that church.
It's crazy.
And rather than have two or three parishioners impacted, this could have been 20 or 50 or 100.
I know.
It's just...
A good guy with a gun stopped it, and you will not hear the mainstream talk about this at all. But do you know who one of the first people to come out and with support and prayers for the people of that church?
Who?
Yael Eckstein, who is the head of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Wow.
In the middle of their own crisis, took the time to, here's what she said. Since when do we get used to places of worship becoming a bloodbath? Israel stands with you, friends. Heart emoji.
I love it.
All believers, regardless whether you're Christian, whether you're Jewish, whatever faith you are, we need to stand together and not be a target.
I like that. Wyatt Cox joining us from the other side of the glass in Ely, joining us as he does every day. Stick around, more to do. On the Sunday shows, what is the promise that we make to you? The promise we make to you is you go do whatever you need to do on Sunday morning. You go to church. You sleep in. You have mimosas with brunch. You play a round of golf when the weather's nice. I know the weather's been, 18 degrees now in Ely? It's been a little brisk in the morning for golf. But being able to get up and out and do something other than be glued to the TV relative to the Sunday chat shows, we've got the best. And some of this is absolutely priceless. John Kennedy is that senator from Louisiana that we quote a lot, mainly because, to me, he's folksy, he makes sense, he's right-minded. You'll hear from him coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow Premium Pillows and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow Premium Pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
15 seconds till showtime.
You got it.
I'm going to grab me 50 winks before the show.
Five seconds.
50 winks? Phew, buddy, that's a lot of winks.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic.
I just love it. I just love it being back at work.
I'll touch you till you squeal. gonna change the nation because it's an abomination.
You got people like AOC that are out there.
Let's go.
You just know it's like it's fertile ground. I mean, it really honestly is. I've got new polling information that is going to shock you. Barack Obama and Donald Trump are tied this year as the most admired man. It is Obama's 12th time in the top spot versus the first for Trump. Michelle Obama is the most admired woman for the second year in a row. Each year, I guess, since what, 1948, Gallup has asked Americans to name in kind of an open-ended fashion which man and which woman living anywhere in the world they admire the most. And the two tied, Obama and Trump. Whoa. What does that tell you? I promised I'd let you hear from John Kennedy. John Kennedy is the deceased former president, but John Kennedy is a senator from Louisiana. He is very plain-spoken. We quote him all the time on this show, and we're going to do it again today because he was on with Jake Tapper on State of the Union, and he wants a level playing field for both sides. He's trying to take kind of a centrist approach to this, but he says what he wants is essentially fairness. Here it is.
He makes an interesting point.
The Senate trial is pending, although we don't know when. You have said, quote, my objective first and foremost is to be fair to both sides. You heard Senator Lisa Murkowski there. Were you also bothered at all when Majority Leader McConnell said there would be no daylight between him and the White House?
I think Senator McConnell is entitled to his opinion and his approach. So is Senator Murkowski. So is Senator Schumer. So is Senator Blumenthal. If you look, Jake, at the Constitution, the standing rules of the Senate, the essays and analyses by the Congressional Research Service, if you look at the case law, Nixon v. U.S., not Richard Nixon, a federal judge named Nixon, if you look at the case of Porteous v. Barron, what you'll see is that when it comes to impeachment, the rule is that there are virtually no substantive rules. It's not a criminal trial. The Senate is not really a jury. It's both jury and judge. The Chief Justice is not the judge. He's the presiding officer. There are no standards of proof. There are no rules of evidence. And every senator, unless we pass a new rule by 51 votes in the Senate, is entitled to approach it his own way.
Mm-hmm.
I think many positions by many senators are calcified. I can only speak for me. I'm going to keep an open mind. I want to be fair to both sides. When I thought that the House proceedings were unnecessarily unfair, and when the American people walk away from the Senate trial, if we ever have one, I don't want them saying, well, we were just run over by the same truck twice.
Mm-hmm.
It was unfair in the House and it was unfair in the Senate. I want people to think that it was a level playing field.
So you said earlier this month that in the name of fairness, you would vote theoretically to allow Democrats, Republicans, anyone involved in this trial to, quote, call any witness that they want in a Senate trial. Do you think that's the only fair way to do it, to allow Democrats, Republicans, those representing Trump, those House impeachment managers to call the witnesses they feel they need to bring?
Well, the first issue that the Senate's got to decide is whether we hear evidence or hear the case, if you will, based on the record. One point of view is that the House is sort of like a district court, and the Senate, once again, not a perfect analogy, but the Senate is more like an appellate court, and we hear the record as put together by the House. That is what happened in part in the Clinton proceedings. Originally, the Senate heard the prosecution and defense argue the case on the record from the House. then they decided whether to dismiss. A motion to dismiss was defeated, and that's when the Senate decided to hear three additional witnesses. I think that's a pretty sound approach for us to follow. We had a unanimity in the Senate with respect to Clinton, except with respect to Clinton procedure. But look, there are no rules here. It's, for example, what's an impeachable offense? I think the precedent shows that not all impeachable offenses are crimes.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
He is indeed fabulous. He is John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, and is really, really good. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher, we'll be talking with him a little bit later on in the day. And the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Coming up, more preview, if you will, to what lies ahead for the Senate and their impeachment trial. Is this really a trial? It's not really a trial. And the senators are not really jurors. A lot of them have already come out. A lot of the Democrats have come out and said that that the president should be impeached and removed. They've already made the judgment. I mean, what exactly is left?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. You have a great Christmas, a happy Hanukkah. I tell you, happy holidays all around. And by the way, we got a short work week as is.
Aww.
I know. Sleep in on Wednesday if you want, folks. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calls for new laws in New York State after a series of anti-Semitic attacks recently, including one on Saturday that left 5 Jewish people injured when a man burst into a rabbi's house during a Hanukkah party and started stabbing people. The governor of New York, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, is now proposing a new domestic terrorism law for the state of New York. Meanwhile, Ed Day is the county executive in Rockland County where the attack happened.
We are fighting back as a community, as a county. We are fighting back, regardless of what the motivations are, regardless of what the investigations reveal. The fact of the matter is we cannot sit around and do nothing.
Heavy snow is starting to leave the Midwest, heading east to New England. Heavy rain will be heading to the Mid-Atlantic. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Blaney recounts his most successful season yet. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-242-1700. 800-242-1706.
At Freightliner, innovation is at their core. In fact, Freightliner was created nearly 80 years ago out of a need for something new in trucking. Today, that innovation still drives them as they constantly work to make their industry-leading trucks safer, more dependable, and even more efficient. All the things that make a smart business decision a winning business decision, no matter what you may haul. Learn more about Freightliner on highway trucks at Freightliner.com. Freightliner, run smart.
Ryan Blaney wrapped up his second full season with Team Penske with a career-high seventh-place finish in the NASCAR Cup Series championship standings and got a win at the Talladega Super Speedway in October. Blaney says even with all the ups and downs, he believes it was his best season yet.
Good and bads. You know, he liked to obviously win more races. And I felt like we had the shot today, but overall, I had a fun, really fun year. Probably the best year we've had, personally, as far as, you know, the points and top fives and things like that.
Along with that win at Talladega, Blaney had 11 top five finishes and 18 top tens. For more on Blaney's 2019 season, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network. Hi, this is MRN's Kyle Rickey, and you're on the home for NASCAR, where Nevada comes to talk.
You're listening to the official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights hockey team. Pre-game begins tomorrow morning at 11:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk.
If you heard my friends, then you heard my pride. I gotta be a man, I can't let it slide. I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
You know, while I was gone, a lot of really strange things happened. And by the way, I want to thank Pat Casale and Wyatt Cox for filling in for me while I was gone last week. But it was bizarre. I mean, it really was. You had the anti-Semitic stabbings in Rockland, New York. You've got the shooting at a church in Tarrant County, Texas. And by the way, in that shooting, good guys with guns prevented that thing from becoming just horrific. No, it was the story is incredible that without these good people with guns, tens, maybe hundreds of people would have been killed. There was nobody to stop this crazed guy. Anyway, and the reaction, Steve Scalise is the minority whip in the House of Representatives from Louisiana. He was on Fox News Sunday with Mike Emanuel. And this was his reaction to the anti-Semitic attack in New York.
Here it Congressman, is. We want to begin with breaking news reports out of New York that an intruder with a large knife, perhaps even a machete, attacked the home of a Hasidic rabbi as people were gathered to celebrate Hanukkah. Police say they've arrested a suspect. Your reaction, sir?
Well, it's really alarming, and we're seeing a growing anti-Semitism. It's something that we all need to speak out against, people of all faiths, because, you know, whether it's a synagogue in Pittsburgh, whether it's the home of an Orthodox rabbi, we all need to stand up and say it's wrong to attack people based on their faith. And to see this anti-Semitism growing throughout our country, it's something we all need to not only be alarmed about, but also stand up against.
Is there some kind of government response that's logical to this, to a wave of anti-Semitism that we've seen in New York?
Well, I think our reaction needs to be quick and direct, that anti-Semitism is wrong, that attacks on people of faith are wrong, and that regardless of who's attacked, we're going to stand up against it, not try to figure out who did it. That's law enforcement's job, and law enforcement is doing a great job, by the way, of making sure that they're getting the suspect. Too often in Washington, you see people trying to figure out somebody's motives instead of just saying it's wrong and attack it. Call it out for what it is. Anti-Semitism is wrong. We need to stand up against it. And it's unfortunately starting to pop up all around the country more and more. So we need to stand up and be very vocal and very united against it.
That's Steve Scalise, the House Minority Whip, the second in command to Kevin McCarthy. And a lot of what we heard yesterday on the Sunday shows was about impeachment. In fact, tell you what, let's go ahead and see if we can squeeze in cut number two. Cut number two. This was Andy Biggs. He's a congressman, a Republican from Arizona. He was on with Charles Payne on what was this, Sunday Morning Futures. And talking about how Nancy Pelosi, I mean, one of the big topics yesterday was how long can Nancy Pelosi hold on to the articles of impeachment before delivering them to the Senate. And Andy Biggs said Nancy Pelosi really is breaking new ground with this whole idea of withholding the articles of impeachment. Here it is.
The question is, and you've asked it and you framed it right, is she going to transmit? And if so, when is she going to transmit? And what impact is that going to have? This is unlike any other time in the history of this country where you have the Speaker of the House trying to control the Senate doing its constitutional duty.
Beyond the hubris of the Speaker of the House trying to dictate how things go in the Senate, it feels like the Democrats, particularly Nancy Pelosi, grappling as this thing lingers on. It hasn't really served them well with respect to public opinion polls, fundraising, and things like that. And I feel like perhaps they've entered into an area and they're not sure how to get themselves out of it.
No, I agree with you. I think they kept, as they were going through this, and remember, Nancy Pelosi said they've been trying to impeach the president for 2.5 years. Every time they thought something would happen, whether it was the Mueller report, the Mueller debacle on TV, whether it was the actual open hearings after they had closed door hearings, you get to this point, and Nancy Pelosi says, well, okay, well, then the next step then is to try to control it in the Senate. It has not played out ever like they thought it would. In fact, it continues to worsen for them and improve for President Trump and the public sentiment toward President Trump. Because I think we all look at it and say, this is an aberration. This is abnormal. This is not the way this should be done. And I think deciding that you're going to hold the articles and not transmit is just one more example of a misstep politically, but also a trouncing of the Constitution that we as inherently as Americans understand that's not the way it's supposed to be.
In the meantime, former Vice President Joe Biden has gotten himself into a real pickle, suggesting that he would not even testify if he was subpoenaed. I want to share with you the sound of that along with the audience. Let's take a listen.
Do you stand by your
earlier statements that you wouldn't comply if you were subpoenaed to testify in an impeachment trial before the Senate?
Correct. And the reason I wouldn't is because it's all designed to deal with Trump doing what he's done his whole life, trying to take the focus off him.
But Biden did tweet yesterday. I want to clarify something I said yesterday. In my 40 years of public life, I've always complied with a lawful order. In my 8 years as VP, my office, unlike Donald Trump and Mike Pence, cooperated with the legitimate congressional oversight request. Representative Biggs, obviously, I think he spoke with candor to the Des Moines, Iowa, to the Register. But, trying to clean this thing up. It's interesting that the Senate is being accused of things that before the impeachment trial even happens. And here Joe Biden is saying, hey, I'm not even going to cooperate.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that he had to clean it up, but we've gotten used to Joe Biden having to clean up stuff. So, but the reality is, I think when he was speaking the first time is exactly where he stands. The Democrats believe, and the left believes, that whatever the Senate does is not going to be legitimate. And that's part of the problem. And so Joe Biden is saying, I'm not going to go. But reality is, the question over executive privilege is an entirely different matter than what he's saying. He's trying to conflate an actual subpoena given to him by the Senate with what the president was invoking, which was executive privilege, which the House had the right to go to court and examine that process. And they chose not to because they wanted to get a hurry. I mean, they said we're too big of a hurry to do this. And now we see that they're really not in that big of a hurry after all. But Joe Biden, I think, would show up because it's a different animal than executive privilege, and he would be subject to contempt.
Wouldn't that be fascinating? A former vice president being held in contempt of Congress? That would be something else. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Monday, brand new week, and a short work week it is because of the New Year's holiday. I'm Kevin Wall. The program Live and Local Now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, You're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, Channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Everybody, have fun tonight. Everybody, Wang Chung tonight.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wonder,
Good to have you with us.
My thoughts ever stray.
There is nothing better. Do you realize that on a Monday? Especially when a lot of you maybe are taking this week off, or at least these couple of days off. You're coming back to work on Thursday. I think it's just absolutely wonderful. And by the way, for those of you that want to Wang Chung tonight, Andrew Yang was on with Jonathan Carl on This Week and talked about the campaign where he is starting to make some inroads in Iowa, in New Hampshire, and elsewhere around the country. Let's go to cut nine. Andrew Yang with Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week.
I want to start with your campaign slogan. It is not left, not right, but forward. What does that mean?
Well, John, to me, it's clear the reason why Donald Trump is our president today is that we automated away 4 million manufacturing jobs that were primarily based in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Missouri, and Iowa, the swing states he needed to win. And what we did to those jobs, we are now going to do to the retail jobs, the call center jobs, the fast food jobs, and eventually the truck driving jobs. We have to have a new way forward that works for all Americans, independent of your political affiliation. So that's what I mean by not left, not right, forward. These problems are technological and apply to us all.
So are you saying that the Democratic Party has been too tied to the left, has been too ideological, while the Republicans too far to the right? I mean, is that what you're saying?
I was an ambassador in the Obama administration, but to me, Democrats still have not asked themselves the hard questions as to how Donald Trump won in 2016. Where if you look around the country, you see 30% of stores and malls closing, you see record high levels of stress, financial insecurity, student loan debt, even suicides and drug overdoses. These are the problems that voters talk to me about when I'm out there every single day. And the Democratic Party, unfortunately, is acting like Donald Trump is the cause of all of our problems. He's a symptom, and we need to cure the underlying disease.
Another sleazy politician.
Where did you find that? OMG. Wyatt Cox, given a couple of days off for the holidays, left to his own devices, comes up with all kinds of stuff. Steve Scalise. Now, if you don't know who Steve Scalise is, he's a congressman, the minority whip We're going to go to cut seven, by the way. Steve Scalise was a guy that was very close to being dead on that baseball field in suburban Washington. And Steve Scalise has come back and is almost fully functioning. He walks with a limp. He may walk with a cane. I don't know. But the guy has been, I tell you what, such an asset to leadership in the House of Representatives. And he now is looking ahead to the Senate impeachment trial. He was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, and here is no less than Steve Scalise.
The top Republicans in the House of Representatives, what are your expectations when Congress returns? Will Speaker Pelosi cave and send over the articles of impeachment quickly?
Well, it's our duty to turn it over. It's not like some mechanism she can control. The House passed it. They shouldn't have. I mean, you look at what the evidence was, and Speaker Pelosi wanted to talk about the evidence. Every one of their witnesses testified under oath saying there was no crime, saying there was no quid pro quo. Maybe she's trying to carry out her own quid pro quo by acting as if she's got some kind of role in the Senate trial. They had a weak case. I think she knows they had a weak case. There was no evidence and no crime committed. And yet they still wanted to impeach the president to appease their radical base. That's what this was about from the beginning. They've neglected a real agenda for hardworking families, by the way. And so what you're seeing right now is, I think, Pelosi just exposing the fact she has no case and trying to have one more bite at the apple. They're even talking about more impeachments next year. How about they focus on lowering drug prices, securing our border, doing an infrastructure package that they could have done in a bipartisan way? They don't want to do any of that because they've become the party of impeachment. They have this obsession, it seems like, with carrying out this political vendetta that they have against the president instead of working with him to get things done. At least President Trump is working for families and creating jobs, getting an economy that's booming, and higher wages in people's paychecks. That's what we should all be focused on.
Do you believe Speaker Pelosi is overreaching by trying to influence a Senate trial?
Well, it's not her role to go over to the Senate. She could run for the Senate if she wants to be a senator. But the House has a role. The Senate has a role. It's time for the Senate to do their job. Look, for months, she was saying how important it is. They've got to remove this president immediately. He's a threat to their, you know, their whole way of life. And then once they pass the impeachment, she doesn't want the Senate to get the papers to start the trial. They can't have it both ways. I think people see through this charade. It's a political charade. This is not what our founders intended impeachment to be used for. In fact, they wrote about it. Hamilton talked very specifically about the concern that impeachment would be used to carry out a political vendetta instead of to go after a crime. There was no crime committed. And so now all they're doing is trying to just attack the president personally because their field is so weak on the Democrat side. And the president's done such a great job at fulfilling his promises, the things he actually ran on doing. I wish Barack Obama and Joe Biden would have stood up to Russia and helped Ukraine as much as President Trump has helped Ukraine, selling Javelin missiles, allowing them to stand up to Russia in ways that Barack Obama and Joe Biden wouldn't allow Ukraine to do.
We love our sponsors, especially this one.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You know, for years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of real water. Real water is simply awesome. And now you can get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrates, but brand new. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. You can do it right now and get your free bottle. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217 or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture at the top right of the homepage. That's Kevin Wall radio.com. Okay, I want to end the hour on kind of an up note. Cut three. This is Chris Coons along with James Lankford. Both are senators. One is a Democrat from Delaware. That's Coons. James Lankford is from Oklahoma. He is a Republican. He said they both say the impeachment trial will test bipartisanship. Here's Chris Coons from Delaware.
It is genuinely straining some of the friendships I've worked hard to build over the last decade across the aisle to be in a time when we have such sharply divided politics. I've got a number of friends who I work really well with. We legislate all the time. We've traveled together. We've worked together. But on certain issues and on certain topics, we can barely speak about it anymore. That just reflects what's happening in our home states, frankly, in some of our families. My hunch is that Thanksgiving, that the whole holiday season this year was an occasion for lots of folks to gather with extended families that represent the whole range of American views. What we really need to do here in Washington, I think, is model the ability to disagree with each other, but not be cruel or sharp or nasty to each other. The whole reason we have a Congress is to resolve disputes without resorting to violence, so that people who come from very different states and from very different frameworks and very different values can come together here and resolve things. We are underperforming in that area right now in the Congress. We are reflecting the deep divisions that exist in our country. But I think a part of why we come here, and at least a part of why I gather with my colleagues across the aisle 1 hour a week, is to try and be open to working across the aisle, because I don't know how else we fix this. I don't know how else we're going to move forward other than respecting each other and getting to know each other across these deep and significant divisions.
Yeah, what Washington, D.C. really is a mirror to the rest of the country. Sometimes the country doesn't want to admit it, but the divisions that are in Washington, D.C. are present all over the country right now. And what you see in your neighborhood, in your community, in your own church or synagogue or gathering places, what you see there and all the differences, you also see in Washington, D.C. And so the way America changes Washington, D.C. is really America looks at ourselves and our own families and our own communities and our own neighborhoods. As we change as individuals, how we speak to each other, Washington, D.C. follows that. But D.C. doesn't often lead that. D.C. often follows that. And so that one of the key things that we can do is just be who we are. There are people of faith scattered all around the country. There are people that don't have a faith all around the country. But we can show respect to each other and to say, go live your faith. Whatever that faith chooses to be, I'm going to live mine. And we're going to find a way to be able to work together, even in areas where we disagree, and find areas of common ground. I don't have to compromise my values to find areas of common ground.
James Langford of Oklahoma, member of the United States Senate. And by the way, coming up, Wayne Allen Root. We're going to talk about multiple attacks on people of faith. That's next, live and local now.